This is Morning Edition on KUNC. Residents and business owners in downtown Loveland approved the creation of the city's first Downtown Development Authority earlier this week. As the newest Front Range city with the DDA, Loveland is at the beginning of a downtown revitalization process that Greeley and Fort Collins have been working on for years. In the last of our series on Northern Colorado DDAs, KUNC's Nathan Heffel looks at Fort Collins and the future of Old Town Square.
During the annual Fort Collins State of the City address last week, City Manager Darren Atterbury cited Old Town Square as a key part of making the community a healthy and happy city.
With $3 million in renovations underway and scheduled to be complete later this summer, Old Town Square promises to be a thriving gathering spot for the next 30 to 50 years.
People are milling around Old Town Square on this unseasonably warm February day. Kids dance while a banjo player sits on one of the many benches here, and others are window shopping or they're sitting eating lunch outside a cafe. It's really active now, but 35 years ago, this place looked really different.
This was actually the middle of Linden Street.
That's Matt Robinall. He's the executive director of the Fort Collins Downtown Development Authority. Very soon, this whole area will undergo a $3 million facelift.
In the 1980s, there were missing buildings. There were that had been destroyed by a fire there. The building, the Linden Hotel that you see just north of us today, that most of the upper floor were condemned. And the buildings were boarded up. Buildings boarded up down at the end of the plaza here as well.
The decline of downtown Fort Collins in the 1970s was due in part to the building of the Foothills Fashion Mall, which drew many mainstay businesses away to the more modern approach to shopping and dining.
Even when they were out of favor to a certain degree, there were many people who were concerned about how that affected their community's image or brand.
Erica Heller is a senior associate at Progressive Urban Management Associates, which has worked with cities like Greeley and Loveland in revitalizing their downtowns. In Fort Collins, like in other cities during that time, she says developers like Fort Collins attorney Gene Mitchell saw the degraded locations as a prime area for redevelopment and a way to save an iconic part of their city's fabric.
Think about a town, and they say the name of that town. The visual image that comes to mind is most often the core, the heart. The downtown is often part of that image.
As much as Old Town is an iconic part of the Fort Collins image today, Gene Mitchell's vision was considered to be a failure in the years after it was dedicated in 1985. Matt Robinault says it actually was a blessing in disguise for the city.
One of Mr. Mitchell's partners in the project, Jim Reedhead, described Mr. Mitchell's experience with this as a financial failure for his investment, but it became an economic success for the downtown.
That's partly because it proved what once were seen as old and outdated buildings could be made new again. And it created a formula of sorts where collaborations between private investors, the city of Fort Collins, and the DDA could be used over and over with similar results. However, sitting on a bench across from an iconic water fountain featuring a bronze statue of geese taking flight, Matt Robinault says just because Old Town is successful doesn't mean it'll always be that way.
This is great now, but if we stop investing as public and private partners together, I think history, it doesn't matter, pick your part of the world, history repeats itself, and in the absence of that investment in the private realm and the public realm, you'll find decline.
By continuing that same formula of public and private investment, City Manager Darren Atterbury hopes the same outcome can now be realized for the city's Midtown area as they redevelop the very place that nearly killed downtown, the Foothills Mall.
That's been over 10 years worth of work and effort and three different owners and five different non-start projects. So this construction project that's underway and will be open for holidays of 2015, we believe will bring Midtown back as a top regional entertainment, dining, and retail destination.
As far as Old Town Square's revitalization is concerned, it will include a larger children's play area, moving the outdoor stage for easier pedestrian flow, as well as a second water feature and more smaller gathering areas. Construction is scheduled to start next month and should be complete in August, before the next annual Bohemian Nights at New West Fest. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.